Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia. Shout out to Wildcard Scotty. Appreciate you, pal. Emmy Squared, very good pizza. And even got me my own personal cheese. That's a friend right there. Right now, excited to get to the BetQL guest line and talk to our friend, Mr. Nick Ackridge. Nick covers the Commanders for Pro Football Focus. Nick, what up, dude? How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you guys been?
We are good, bro. You had a tweet that caught my eye the other day, and I am a believer. I'm a subscriber. I have a password, all of it, right, to Pro Football Focus. Sometimes I think the subjective stuff, like there's so much good objective stuff, snap counts, formations, all the information, and people get so caught up in the subjective stuff that whether you are a supporter or a detractor, that like that's where people go, and I don't think it is fair or accurate. But you had a tweet the other day, and you were far from alone in this, but I thought I applaud taking some ownership of it. You're like, yo, I think I might have misread Cliff Kingsbury's offense in Washington. This looks pretty damn good. You want to expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I was a little underwhelmed with the Cliff hire at start. You know, you just kind of looking back at his Arizona offenses and what he did or didn't do really at USC. But yeah, I was wrong. I was just flat out wrong. This offense, it's different than what he did in Arizona. And, you know, week one had me a little bit scared with, you know, the screen and the short pass and all that sort of stuff. But you could, you know, I kind of went back after both week one and week two and went back and really watched the film and kind of saw that, hey, this is different. There's a lot of guys that are running open. You know, we saw kind of from the jump that the run game was unique, was different, and was performing really well. So, yeah, I mean, three straight games of at least 30 points, and I think they could have scored way more than that. I mean, you know, you're pulling Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter, and they had 30 plus in, through three quarters. So, and there were still a ton of missed opportunities that could have easily made it 40 plus. I was flat out wrong, and just this offense is a lot of fun to watch.
Well, dude, I think multiple things can be true, right? I think a lot of people were underwhelmed with the Cliff hire, because there was so much excitement, discussion, including myself on this, that it was going to be Ben Johnson to get hired, right? And then that thing went sideways for probably more reasons than we've been led to believe, but that went sideways. Then it becomes DQ, and I think this was not an opinion I felt, but a lot of people thought it's got to be an offensive guy, otherwise it's a mistake off the break. And then DQ hires Cliff. What I liked about Cliff a lot, and I think kind of got under discussed, if you're only looking at the offense from the Arizona days, they were steadily growing, and I think his track record with quarterbacks speaks for itself. Whether or not you think McLaurin is in motion enough, whatever kind of the advanced metrics were suggesting, his track record with quarterbacks from Baker to Mahomes to Kyler to Caleb for a year, that speaks for itself, I think. But when that Cardinals team, I believe it was 21, was really good, they ran the hell out of the football. And I feel like that has become less in vogue, even though the best offenses all do it. I mean, Kareem Hunt went for a buck 25 last night. The Rams, the Niners, like these good teams off the Shanahan tree that everybody always talks about, all they want to do is establish dominance running the football. And I think Kingsbury had that in him. And I think we're seeing a lot of that now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I completely agree. The run game is, you know, I didn't study the Cardinals run game too close, but you're right. They were a very good running team, and obviously something kind of happened there. But what they're doing now in the run game is just it's so fun. They're throwing a ton of different concepts at teams. They're, you know, throwing wrinkles in these concepts, and, you know, your typical runs, they're adding like kind of their own unique element to it, which, you know, just kind of sets up the defense in ways that, you know, makes them vulnerable. And they're doing a great job with the run game, which is just going to make it easier for Jaden Daniels. And he has blown everybody out of the water with what he's done. But that run game is doing such a great job right now.
I don't know. I just read this Baldinger thing. They have 13 rushing touchdowns through five games, five ahead of two teams tied for second in rushing touchdowns, and one off the pace they set all of last year. It's crazy. Yeah. It also tells you how broken last year's offense was.
Yeah, but you get a rushing quarterback like Jaden Daniels and this short yardage stuff, the goal line stuff, it's so hard for defense to defend. And even when you're 100% right, we've seen Jaden make guys miss. We've seen B-Rob make guys miss. And even if you're right on defense, you can still lose. And that's what makes this attack, especially in short yardage stuff, so great.
All right, talking with our buddy Nick Ackridge from Pro Football Focus. Give him a follow at @PFF_NickAckridge. And make sure you're checking out PFF. They've got you covered all season long with the best data, tools, and analysis in the game. Sign up for PFF Plus today to unlock all of their famous player grades and premium stats. Push to the playoffs in your fantasy league with in-season tools and award-winning rankings from their fantasy experts. Check them out. PFF Plus is less than $10 a month. Dude, I just pulled up your Twitter account. Is today your birthday? Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, it is. Turning the big 3-0 today. So,
wow, big one.
Not really sure how I feel about that one.
There's some irony that B-Mitch just left, and you're turning the big 3-0.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what, you got anything fun planned? Grill a big old steak or, I don't know, go out to a club or something?
The football season, unfortunately, does not stop for my birthday. So we're going to go through a bunch of college run game stuff, and we're going to continue to grade that. That's going to be how I spend my birthday today.
There you go. I love it. Listen, as a guy that works in football and his birthday's in September, I understand. Birthdays,
yeah.
Now 30 maybe you should celebrate because that's a bit of a milestone.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go out with the wife tonight, get a nice dinner, but other than that, I got nothing planned.
Okay, good. Like the milestone birthdays, fine, but I just turned 43, and it was by and large an inconvenience. Like I wish I could have just fast-forwarded because it matters to my kids. Like I got young kids that think birthday's a big deal. So I have to, like, do the song and dance of caring, even though it's like I'd rather just do some more work and sleep. Specific to PFF, through 5 weeks, what does your data suggest is sustainable for this Commander squad?
You know, it's the run game stuff that we already talked about, and it's also Jaden Daniels. I think, you know, one thing that we've really kind of looked at in years past is, you know, what is – a stat or a grade that kind of performs year in and year out and predicts, you know, future success, and that's clean pocket grade. How a quarterback performs when everything is perfect, you know, when they have a clean pocket, they're not under pressure, how well can they perform? Jaden's played really well. He's got a 86.8 overall grade in a clean pocket, which is top 10 in the NFL, and that's just really indicative of future success. A lot of times we think of, you know, how well they can deal with pressure is how well they're going to perform in the future. But it's really kind of the opposite. You know, when you're kept clean and you can, you know, orchestrate an NFL offense the way it's supposed to be, it's just a great, you know, predictor of what you can see in the future.
Are there any numbers that stand out that have you concerned about anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the turnover worthy stuff is kind of creeping up a little bit with Jaden. He had a few, but, you know, kind of in the back of my mind, I kind of wanted to continue to push the ball downfield. I mean, he was a little hesitant in college to kind of, you know, be a little bit risk averse. And I do want to continue to see him push the ball down the field. Some stuff on defense in terms of, you know, secondary coverage rates, stuff like that. Missed tackles was kind of a big one, you know, through the first 3 weeks. But I think the last 2 weeks they've done a much better job of tackling because I think their defense, you know, in terms of run defensive stuff, structure wise, was great. They were kind of always in the right spot that they needed to be. They just, you know, couldn't finish plays from tackling.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. Dan Quinn yesterday specifically said one of the biggest changes for our defense has been we're tackling a lot better. Do you think the defensive performances for Washington in the last 2 weeks where they've given up, I'd say 20 points in real gameplay, but I suppose it's 27 or 26 because the Browns did get that late incredible junk touchdown. But the defense has given up, what, 13 per game in the last two games, 13 and a half? How much of that is the defense coming together, Luvu becoming the player some of us expected, Armstrong providing pressure, better tackling? I mean, they've kind of figured out who they want to play in the secondary and who they don't, right? How much of that is real versus how much of that is bad, underperforming offenses, whatever?
Yeah, I think the Arizona one was, you know, much more encouraging because, you know, I think Kyler's a very good quarterback, and they kind of really shut them down other than that first opening touchdown they had. Last week, it was pretty rough from the Browns offense. The Raiders defense didn't really do much, you know, special there. That offense was pretty bad. But, again, you still have to go out and perform. And, you know, speaking of Frankie Louvu, he's, you know, really, really stepped it up these past 2 weeks. And only two missed tackles in those two games, and that's kind of a huge thing. And, you know, using him off the edge to rush the passer is, you know, kind of a secret weapon. And something I kind of pointed to, you know, in the offseason when they signed him, the Panthers did a good job of, you know, at some point, you know, third down packages, using him off the edge to rush the passer, and he's a great pass rusher. I mean, he had 10 pass rushing snaps and 5 pressures on Sunday. So using him in those situations is great. And like you said, they kind of have found something that it looks like they're going to stick with in terms of the secondary, and that's, you know, Sanders still out wide and Igbinoghene in the slot, and that's kind of worked these past 2 weeks. And I think you're just seeing a unit that is slowly kind of, you know, figuring itself out. And you see it typically with defenses the first couple weeks that, you know, the communication isn't really what it is supposed to be, just because, you know, it's their first couple games playing with each other, and communication is really kind of all about reps. And you don't see as many busted coverages all over these past 2 weeks. So I think it is slowly coming together, but you're going to have a huge test on Baltimore, and all of that can change within a week.
Yeah. So let's turn the page to Baltimore then. Everybody check him out at PFF underscore Nick Akridge, AKRIDGE. Check out PFF Plus, only 10 bucks a month. You get a boatload of data. You can try to win some bets or fantasy, whatever you're into. What do you make of the Ravens? Obviously, they come into the season as one of the biggest threats to win the Super Bowl. They were the one seed in the AFC last year. They lost at home in the AFC title game to the Chiefs. The Ravens are in a zone where it's kind of Super Bowl or bust. Anything less than a Super Bowl, at least appearance, is a failure for them. And now Washington goes up there with a better record and a massive, massive game.
Yeah, I if you would have told me that this game was going to be a 4-1 team versus a 3-2 team, I would have been shocked that you would have told me that the Commanders were the 4-1 team. But, you know, it's just kind of everything that we talked about that they've been doing well is what they're going to have to continue to do well, whether that's run defense and especially tackling. Obviously, you've got Derrick Henry back there and Lamar Jackson as a runner as well. Tackling is going to be huge. You can't, you know, if you fit the run well, you have to be able to finish. That's going to be a huge thing. And if, you know, if the defense kind of goes back to what it was before, that offense is going to have to keep rolling, and it could become a shootout like we saw with Cincinnati and Baltimore. But Lamar's played really, really great these past couple weeks, and you definitely need to get pressure back there. And again, if you get pressure, you have to finish it, which is one of the toughest things when it comes to playing Lamar Jackson. But he kind of seems to be rounding back into that MVP form. So it could be a shootout, and you know, I kind of like Washington's offense right now, and I think you could see a similar game to, you know, when Washington played the Bengals or again against the Ravens and the Bengals.
It's fascinating. I was on Channel 4 last night talking with the folks, Un and Leon, And I don't know that Washington defensively can slow down Derrick Henry and particularly the Ravens' rush attack and Lamar and his greatness in and out of the pocket. But I also don't know that the Ravens can slow down this Washington attack, right? Is there reason to think there's something Baltimore will do defensively Washington can't account for?
As of right now, no. I mean, like I just said, we saw the Bengals go up and put 38 on them. I mean, it's not – the Ravens aren't really kind of this typical vaunted defense that you see in the past. I mean, they've obviously got some really great players, Roquan Smith. Kyle Van Noy's been playing great this year as well. But, man, this Washington offense is on a roll. I mean, it's tough for any defense to stop them. I mean, they just kind of put – they put 30 on the Browns defense, which, you know, was seemingly a pretty good defense. Before it completely shut down Myles Garrett. They had a great plan for him. So I think you're going to see a shootout, and I kind of like Washington's offense in that scenario.
It's fascinating, right? Yo, while I got you, I'd be crazy not to at least ask you about the Jets situation, firing a coach going into week 6. What do you make of it?
Yeah, that was shocking. I was going to last the year. But week 6 was a little bit early. I mean, I guess it makes sense. If you don't think he's going to last a year, you might as well pull the trigger now and see what you can get from an interim guy. But it's just it's not great. It's a very familiar kind of scene over there as a Washington fan. You kind of – this is what we're typically used to. So it's interesting to see it with a different team. But, yeah, definitely a unique choice. I don't think Saleh was really the problem. Their offense has – really, really struggled recently. Aaron Rodgers kind of has been struggling these past 2 weeks. So I'm not sure if Saleh was really the problem, but, you know, everything starts with head coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to think this is not a capitulation to Aaron Rodgers. And maybe that's what you have to do, right? Like, hey, this dude's going to be the quarterback, barring injury. Let's give him what he wants and see if we can turn this around. Maybe it's not even the wrong decision. What would be your dream scenario, wacky hire, the Jets just do something nuts here? Because for me, I think offensively is where you need the help. And I recognize the emails and everything. I recognize that this will not happen and the absurdity of all of it. But what if there's just an announcement tomorrow, the New York Jets have hired John Gruden?
Yeah, that would I also saw Bill Belichick floating out there as well, which would be hilarious. I don't know what they do. If the interim doesn't work out, you try to hire a coach in season. I don't remember the last time that's really ever happened. And
I don't know that it's ever happened. Honestly,
yeah,
I'm just kind of messing around. But
it's all on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is kind of what you got when you brought him in, and you kind of brought all in the weapons that he wanted, and this is what you're going to get, and it's on him, and he's going to have to perform now. I mean, you can't really blame it on a coach anymore. You can continue to try to blame it on the offensive coordinator, but this is the guy he wanted to bring in. It's the weapons he wanted to bring in, and the Jets they're going to have to continue to go all in. I mean, they don't really have any other option right now.
Yeah, seriously. Some interesting notes around the media sphere today. Aaron Rodgers usually does a Tuesday appearance on Pat McAfee. Apparently, he's unavailable today, Landfill. And, Nick, how about this one? Devontae Adams usually does Tuesdays with Kay Adams, and apparently Devontae's unavailable. Just what a weird coincidence. I mean, must be bad traffic or something.
Yeah, bad traffic to get to the phone, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, Nick, very happy birthday, man. Everybody give him a follow, @PFF_NickAckridge. Send him a tweet. Wish him a happy birthday. We appreciate you making time for us, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, man.
All right, dude. That is Nick Ackridge, Pro Football Focus. Check him out, PFF Plus, only $10 a month.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplained? Explainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.